Welcome to the June webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Cheryl Cowling, a licensed clinical social worker for Christian Family Solutions, who specializes in children, adults, trauma, and multicultural counseling. Cheryl's here to help parents consider how to address traumatic world events like mass shootings or terrorist attacks with their children. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining me today. The news headlines lately have been filled with things about the Orlando shooting and things like ISIS attacks on Christians. These are topics that parents can hardly deal with, let alone know how to talk about their children with. What kind of advice do you have for parents on how they can talk about things like this with their children?
Yeah, well, you're completely correct that these are really challenging topics. Challenging for adults to figure out. And I think one thing is just let moms and dads know it's okay if you don't feel like you have all the answers or just the right things to say. Sometimes we're in uncharted territory here. Yeah. But I think one of the most important things to recognize is that children, adolescents, may have varying needs based upon their age and their developmental level.
Okay.
So I think it's probably going to be pretty clear that you'd probably talk to a 5-year-old differently than you would talk to a 10-year-old, differently than you would talk to a 15-year-old.
Okay.
I think broadly speaking, most younger children, when they learn of a tragedy, are mostly concerned about their personal safety.
Okay.
And that of their family and of their immediate loved ones. And often providing them with reassurance about what mom and dad are doing to help keep them safe, about the response of police, firefighters, soldiers to help keep them safe is really beneficial.
Okay.
For teenagers, you might be able to have a more in-depth discussion around what does this mean as they try to answer that very important developmental question, who am I? This can be a time for them to be challenged in terms of their beliefs about the world around them, their religious values, their political stances. So it can be a opportunity for much discussion.
Okay. Now, you know, you mentioned the religious values. Mm-hmm. Are there some things then that Christian parents can bring in that might be a comfort for their children?
Absolutely. I think we're so blessed to have God's holy word, aren't
yeah,
we?
Definitely.
And I think there's just scripture after scripture that talks about God's comfort. That in John, for example, Jesus tells us that we are going to have trouble in this world,
sure,
but to take heart that he has overcome. And so to just be reminded that while it may seem that the world is in much chaos and that there's much crisis, and often there is, that ultimately God is still sovereign and he is still in control, and we can put our faith and our trust in him and draw much comfort and much strength from that.
That's fantastic. It's something that I know we parents probably too could really, you know, always use that reminder as well. So
absolutely. That's for anybody of any age.
For
yes.
Sure. Now, as you're kind of going through this with your children and you're, mm-hmm, you know, you're kind of working through it maybe over a period of time and answering their questions and talking it through with them, mm-hmm, are there signs that you should look for maybe that your child isn't processing it in a healthy way or that they're having challenges? What kind of things would you look for to say, this isn't normal, like this
yeah,
isn't a normal way of feeling this?
Excellent question. I think there's potentially three different things to be aware of. One is their thoughts,
okay,
in response to the tragedy of the crisis. One is their emotions, and then the other is behavior. So in terms of thoughts, if we have a child, for example, whose meaning around this event is something like, gosh, was that ever sad? And I feel that the world can be a scary place, but all in all, I'm kept safe. All right, that child is probably gonna move beyond this crisis without
sure,
too much difficulty. But if the child's thoughts are more along the lines of, the world is so scary, I don't feel safe, and I don't think anybody can keep me safe, and therefore, I want to stick close to mom and dad, and I want to stick close to home, that's a different kind of a thought process.
That's
okay, a different set of meaning about that event. So if your child is saying things like, the world is really scary, and I'm no longer comfortable taking care of my basic needs like getting to school, maybe being left with a babysitter, then it's probably time to consult a professional. Emotionally, I think feeling sad, confused, worried, completely normal and natural. And if that goes on for a few days, maybe even a week, maybe even two, that could be okay. But if this persists longer than just a week or two, then it's probably time again to think about consulting with a professional. Because it can be not just the emotional reaction, but sort of the intensity, the severity, the duration of that that can cause concern.
Can cause concern, okay.
Yeah. And then I think finally behaviorally, if your child has some minor sleep disturbance, maybe a slight change in appetite, maybe not quite as much interest in playing for a couple of days, that can be understandable. But if they're wanting to sleep with you every night, if they're just not hungry at all and you can see that they're actually losing weight, if they are turning down opportunities to go play with their friends on a day in, day out basis, again, those kind of behavioral changes are probably indicating time to consult a professional.
Sure, sure. Well, do you have any closing thoughts for people as they're talking with their children about difficult events like these?
Yeah. I think to be honest with your children, you don't ever want to lie thinking that you're sparing their feelings. I think you need to be open and honest with them about what the facts are, but you can also be very brief about that, especially about any of the more violent details, especially the younger the child, the less the need for that. I think potentially minimizing exposure to media. You know, you don't necessarily need to leave the TV on, have the radio in the car on, have social media on, information that just continues to broadcast about this tragic event. I think we can inform ourselves, and then we can help the children to move on to other topics, other things. And I think just being willing to be extra comforting for your children during these challenging times, maybe an extra hug, extra kiss, extra reminder how much you love them, how much God loves them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
If you're interested in more resources for how to help children deal with traumatic situations, visit Heart to Heart's website, forwardinchrist.net, where we've posted two handouts that Cheryl uses with parents in her practice. Forwardinchrist.net also includes articles on a variety of Christian parenting topics. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts, or listen to podcasts on parenting topics. Or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.